RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
You're jamming your favorite song, and while you aren't missing a beat, you could be missing a signal from your body. It's an SOS from your kidneys, and it doesn't sound like music at all. It's silent. High blood pressure, type 2 diabetes, and other risk factors can quietly stress the kidneys, leading to negative impacts on the heart. That's why you should ask your doctor about a simple urine test called UACR. Most miss the signal for hidden kidney disease and related heart risk. You shouldn't. Visit detecttheSOS.com today to learn more.
What a day. What a day. What we expected, especially following victories, Sundays. This is a victory Wednesday, and we're not having to duck and hide this week. We can come out in public and wear burgundy and gold with pride, realizing that we are on the verge of starting a streak. And earlier today, hope you heard Gary Clark. And what did he talk about? He talked about practice and what made these teams so unique, and what I hope am hopeful extends itself downhill to this current group of Commanders, is that they turn practice into game results, and that they maintain that level of excellence so that in the fourth quarter they're fresh, and that we attack people defensively and we grind you out offensively. It's a combination that has worked. But it's just like when you get to the kitchen and you're trying to make that roast, that steak, or that gumbo. Somebody usually has passed you down some information. The question is, can you follow directions? One man, like Clark earlier, he had a recipe for his success. Trust me, my body felt that pain. I pleaded with him to slow down. He just sped up. I knew this dude was a champion. And he's still winning off the field, not winning in life. And he's all pro damn at everything he does. I wish we could get him to give us about 15 snaps a game right now at defensive end. And it's the great one. Charles, I'm not even going to ask the question.
How am I going to make it 15 snaps?
No, I know. Because I know you would try.
Maybe 1.5.
I know you would try. The money they're throwing out, I know you would try.
Oh, no question.
Oh, my God.
No question.
Charles, how many times have you thought, what if you could have just kept one of the two knees going? If you could have just
Brother, if I could have kept one of the two knees, I'd have kept them for being able to run across the street or something if I needed to get out the way. I am not trying to go out there and prove anything to anybody at this point in my life, but I have watched and I have insight, and mm-hmm. I can share a little bit with you.
Our fan base, they know when you talk, it's like E.F. Hutton, people listen. Because I think it's important, because we were gutted against Green Bay. That was an embarrassment.
Yeah,
not that Green Bay couldn't have won the game and outscored us on points. I'm talking about how we lost.
Yeah, yeah. Well, thank God it's the games are played weekly, and the teams that can forget a loss and move ahead, it's helpful. Now, you can't just forget it. I mean, you got to learn from it and build upon it. But you don't want to dwell on it, because if you dwell on it, it's just not the right way. That's why people can come after the game and they can high five and hug their friends on another team. And, and now they switch jerseys and do all that kind of stuff. But you know what? I'm heading to the locker room if I didn't win. If I didn't win, I ain't going out there hanging. I'm not looking for my friend.
I'm not stripping.
I call him on the flip side.
Yeah, you see him in this offseason. I'm not a
sore loser, but I don't like losing.
Right. I couldn't see it. As a matter of fact,
So
I don't even think it would have been allowed. I don't think Gibbs
would have allowed. What about the edge rushers? What you want to talk about?
Well, we look for indications that we're moving in the right direction. We want, whatever you see, we like to pass it on.
Yeah.
Because we get a lot of people on our airwaves who talk about things that they've never attempted to do. I try never to be one of those. You know what I mean? I'm too resourceful. I know how to call. I know somebody that did it. I can get information. Yeah. And not everybody that did it understands it. I know that's true, too. There are some people that have never. One of the best coaches I ever had was Dick Tomey, Hall of Fame, University of Arizona. I had him. He recruited me to UCLA. Mm. Dick never played football. He played baseball. So you don't have to play the specific sport, but you have to have a sportsman's mentality.
Yeah, I agree. Well, let me just – so last week, this past weekend, I thought they recovered well. They bounced back well. They played with heart. I just want to see people give 100% effort. And I don't want to see you dying in the last part of the game because you're not in shape, or, you're gassed because you've been on the field the whole time. You know, time of possession is really, really important. And, if you watched, I don't know if you saw the Monday night game, the Ravens in Detroit.
Yeah, I did.
Detroit punished the Ravens. And it reminded me of the week before, but my point with that is, you can, in this day and age of throwing the ball around the field and stuff, you can still win by the old fashioned way, which we used to win. And that is punishing your opponent, beating them into submission, pounding the ground, on the running game. And just doing it like that. I don't know if we'll ever be that team, and that's okay. But I like that style of football. And I got to see a little bit of, I like the play calling for the most part.
This week, you mean?
Yeah, this week. Yeah, okay. That's why I'm trying to be nice.
Okay. Yeah.
But I like the play calling. I also like Marcus Mariota and the fact that he knows his limits and he played within himself. So that was really good for me to see. We have an actual backup quarterback that knows his role, his ego is put aside. He can go out there and play his heart out and then hand the ball back to Jaden and be fine on the sideline being a cheerleader. I like that. So I saw that, Doc, and I really like what I see, the maturity level of that young man, both of the young men, because Jaden isn't hiding. He's out there cheering and rooting on his team, and I like that as well. So there were a lot of positives that I saw. Special teams making plays, that's also a good sign. Wayne Sevier, it was offense, defense, and special teams.
And
sometimes special teams is forgotten, but they can win games for you or they can lose games for you. So overall, I would give us a B+. We're coming off of a D- from the last week. So in my mind, so that's positive. And I like the enthusiasm in the locker room. The guys seem to like to play for each other and want to win for each other. And that reminds me a lot of us. That really reminds me a lot of us. Now, I'm not, let me say this, when they got beat down, it didn't change my life one way. I mean, because my point was, you know, they ain't done enough to show me anything. So I'm just going to keep it on the low key. You know, everybody talking Super Bowl and all that. I ain't talking none of that. I'm just, so when they lost, I was, oh, okay, all right, that, you know, it's game two and that can happen. And you start reading the press clippings and start believing the hype before the hype is real. Yeah. So that's my two cents. We can get into specifics if you want, but yeah, I was very pleased at the comeback this week. I like to see Jaden, you know, everybody was talking about how much weight he put on, and I have not met him in person and I have not seen him only other than on TV. So, you know, he looked like the same guy to me, but you know, I'm not sure.
Ant-Man.
Yeah. I mean, you can still be slight and still be effective and still be durable and all that, but you know, but you do need to be careful. And it took me 3 years in the league to finally start punishing my opponent instead of getting punished. So Doc, those first couple of years, man, I was not what I ended up being. When I started running the heel at George Mason, when I started doing the stuff that Art Monk and Daryl Green were doing over at Mason, that's when I changed. That's when I started delivering the blows. That's when I started having the glutes and the power in my glutes. I didn't have to use my shoulders. You remember Dirty Al? You look at Alvin Walton.
Yeah,
Alvin Walton had the smallest shoulders of any defensive person I had ever seen, especially a defensive safety. But he didn't use his shoulders. That joker used his glutes, and they were powerful. And then when he hit you, you went down, and you cried on the way down. And so, you know, I'm keeping a very positive atmosphere, but I'm not expecting these guys to be world beaters yet. But I do like what I've seen, especially the bounce back.
RingCentral will completely transform the way you work. It gives you built-in AI across all your business conversations. Your phone system has an AI receptionist that answers calls 24/7. Your video meetings have AI that takes notes instantly. Even your contact center has AI, so you can help customers faster. It all comes together in one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
Hey, Ryan Reynolds here from Mint Mobile. You know, one of the perks about having four kids that you know about is actually getting a direct line to the big man up north. Mm-hmm. And this year, he wants you to know the best gift that you can give someone is the gift of Mint Mobile's unlimited wireless for $15 a month. Now, you don't even need to wrap it. Give it a try at mintmobile.com/switch.
Upfront payment of $45 for 3 month plan equivalent to $15 per month required. New customer offer for first 3 months only. Speed slow after 35 gigabytes if network's busy. Taxes and fees extra. See mintmobile.com.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.
When you see a guy like Jaden and you hear him talk earlier today about, you know, him being ready to go and, you know, him sort of like basically the decision for him to play being left up to the doctors, like you hear that competitor spirit, you know, inside of him. But if he's not, you know, 100% healthy, like, are you willing to, you know, put him out there if you're DQ, if you're AP, even though he's not 100% and coming off of what the performance that Marcus Mariota just had?
Well, that's a good question, and I'm going to answer it from an old perspective. I can't remember ever playing 100%. So it's foreign to me to see somebody have to be 100% to go out there and play.
I think it's different, though, with the quarterbacks, though. Like, no, this is our franchise.
I'm in agreement with you, but I'm just saying I fall back into old school. You know, if this young man says he's ready, then I think we don't hold him back. We let him play. You get too soft and too comfortable standing on the sideline, and then you're going to be standing on the sidelines. Mm-hmm. You know, he's a player. He wants to play. If he thinks he's up to it, let him go. The fact that he mentioned his knee and because, you know, against the Green Bay Packers, I didn't notice that he was hurt. I mean, he got slung down a couple of times.
Yeah, at the end. It looked like towards the very end. I saw him kind of have a little Festus from Gunsmoke, one of my favorite little sitcoms back in the day. Your parents watched it. Believe me, they did.
I watched it.
You remember? Okay, so you remember.
Yes.
Otis the Drunk, Festus. I mean, there's certain characters that I will carry with me forever that were just so impactful with me growing up. Barney Fife. Yeah. And I mean, it's just one of the things that I cannot get over. But you're right. We're watching a team play under new rules. They're training camps.
Yeah.
We don't even relate to it. Matter of fact, it's foreign. I don't even want to go to it.
It would be horrible.
Yeah.
I don't know when do you ever get live bullets to understand how to really play the game.
I'm not blaming them. I'm not blaming any of the whole league.
I'm not blaming them either.
But they're not proven. They're still hurting like we hurt. Yes. They still are injured like we were injured. So since they haven't proven that is that much better for you, why not let's go back and get in football shape? You're on the same amount of casualties. They drop like flies. They don't get a dead man for a whole summer. And then they come in and fall apart in September. We didn't lose that many people, and we were pounded.
See, but that's how I am, Doc. See, that's old school, and I'm trying to be in the new school realm and try to understand that. But I needed to have live fire to be – that's why I would hit you when you were in practice.
Yeah, I know.
The way I was hitting you, because I needed to feel what it was going to feel like in the game. I didn't want to – my first live reaction is in a game.
Right.
I wasn't mad at you.
I'm trying to recover from Sunday, and I'm figuring if I can get you to understand, then I can get back to Sunday. No, it's all good because we did more than that even at Carlisle. Our night practice.
What did Joe Gibbs say? Joe Gibbs, his pride was the fact that when Madden and Pat Summerall would come and watch us, they said we were the hardest practicing team around. And I said, yeah, duh. We know we are. Shoot. He took that as a badge of honor. We said, yeah, we know we are. So what is everybody else doing?
Yeah.
And then I went to the 49ers my final year, and then I got to see that what that looked like. Patty cake and all day long, man. If I'd have went there healthy, shoot, I'd still be playing.
Oh yeah, well, but again, they play fast and they're physical.
Yeah,
they figured it out. Yeah. They figured it out. But that's what you do. You want to stay in that weather. I mean,
so let's talk about Jaden real quick before I wrap up.
Okay.
My thing is he is a grown man. He's playing a professional game, and if he feels like he's ready, then let him go. Now, that's not to say he can't get in there two or three snaps and say, no, I ain't ready. I'm sorry. I was just kidding. This still hurts. What they do normally is they test you pregame. So he'll go out at pregame, do a bunch of different drills and a bunch of different stuff and make sure that he's ready to go. That's what I would do. But I would let it be on Jaden. He's a grown man playing a grown man sport. You know, you tell us the truth now. Can you do this? Because Marcus is chomping at the bit, waiting to get in there to rescue us. And so, but he's got to understand what's at stake. And I think he knows this man has proven, Jaden has proven that he is beyond his years in intellect. And I think the guy's got a great football IQ, and let's let him roll. Let him try it if he thinks he can.
All right. Well, That's
amazing. My 2 cents. Now I'm going to be watching closely this weekend to see what happens.
We'll find out. If you were an attitude, and you always are, because you see the game through the eyes of a champion, and that's what I care about. I don't care about anything other than can we get back in the big game and get a chance to kiss that Lombardi? Because to me, everything else.
Doc, let me say this before I leave. Let me say this. We had it really good. For some strange reason, every time my wife was pregnant with a child, and we have three of them, we won a Super Bowl. And that was every 2 or 3 years. So I just assumed that we would go to the Super Bowl every so often. I didn't ever realize there would be a drought of this magnitude.
Drought.
And so we had it really good, and we spoiled a bunch of fans. And we want to get back to that. I want to see what it's like on this side, watching this team and be successful. And I can brag to people because there's too many Eagle fans now. I ain't never seen this many Eagle fans in my life.
Yeah, Cowboys,
but they're all around.
Giants.
And then there's, it just driving me nuts. So I want to get the upper hand on these folks that I had to deal with all the time. So come on, Commanders.
I'm with you. I mean, I remember the Capitals. I remember the Nationals, those championships, the Mystics championship. I just think you're unique in when you can have a world championship to embrace. And it all of us smile more. We're easier to get along with. I want to be in a championship environment for the rest of my life. So I'm not, and that's exactly what I hope for.
Maybe and you got spoiled by the Lakers.
Well, yeah, and the Dodgers. I mean, come on. Dodgers,
yeah,
Lakers?
Yeah.
Come on, man. So, hey, man, and that's what keeps us going. And even, there's nothing wrong with trying. We're not trying to do anything but do it legally. But that's why I love college so much. Because the tradition of it, and all you need is one special season. And it just wastes.
And it can come out of nowhere. It can come out of nowhere.
With NIL now, there's no reason for everybody not to feel like they have a legitimate chance right now. It may cost you some cash, but hey, you know, it's worth it. It really is worth it.
Can I be a 64-year-old freshman?
Yeah, why not?
Can I go back to
Anthony, college? Would you say, can Syracuse get him in?
I think so.
Graduate program?
Yeah, I think so.
He got to just give one play. He's got to go all out for one play. Charles, I think you could get one play out of you. A guy asked me at the game Saturday. Sunday,
brother, I could do more than one play now.
You really could.
On it. I could do. I'm in that gym, you know, three days a week.
Okay, but you
can get
in your stance.
More than one play.
Get that kickstand going.
I ain't gonna go get nobody.
Get that kickstand going, and you can take on a dude 325, 330. You're gonna be able to shiver him and get him off the ball, rip like you rip. You had that rip with that left-handed rip, and you telling me you can do that for one play in a real game?
Let me just say this. I'd like to go up against my own team. I've seen some flaws.
I understand that, but can you exploit those flaws? How many surgeries have you had?
In my head, I can.
How many surgeries have you had now, Charles?
26.
26. Ant-Man. Boy, that went down
26. Oh my gosh!
Yeah.
That's the part they don't tell you about. You know,
that's why the money is never enough. No, you're right. No, dude, that's why I want the public to know. A lot of people think this is easy. You made it look easy, but there's a price to be paid with this, and that's why
I'm paying it now.
You're paying it, but you're paying it as a champion. Yeah, imagine had you never won. Imagine the people that
and have all
won.
This
and have all this. It's still gonna be there.
That would be for nothing.
You ain't lying.
I mean, that'd be horrible.
It'd be
horrible. Thank you for
and your kids and your family produced some athletes. And I remember how important it was for you to see whether it's soccer, tennis, volleyball, for them kids.
Brother, just
to
like you,
win.
Just like you with your boys, I'm the same way with my kids.
To win. Yep. It wasn't about if you make all this or all that. I don't care about that. What I want to know is that do they call you champion? They call
Amen.
You champ.
Amen. Amen.
They call you champ because that's, in the end, that's the character builder to me. That's the fiber that really is the biggest change from, I think, back in the day to now. I'm happy that these kids with NIL money, with these big all these bags that they get.
I don't mind. Look,
I don't either.
I starved to death.
Yeah.
You know, thank God I met my wife, my girlfriend, in college because I needed to be fed.
No question. No question. People think, well, what about Fritos? Oh, yeah, I know it's like steak. So don't talk to me about eating fast food and eating from 7-Eleven and all that. We go way back on that. Charles Mann,
Amen.
You are, as Coach would say, simply one of the best. Thank you, my brother. Till the next time.
Thank you for having me.
You got it.
Take care, guys.
You got it. Man, we're going to lean on Charles. I'm going to tell you what, at least once a month, I'm going to beg him. If I had to beg him, if we had to get raise some money, some NIL money, we'll put Chuck on NIL. Charles Mann, gifted sports caster, businessman. He's an entrepreneur, family man. Really proud of him. Really, really proud of him. All right, went a little long, 6:24. We'll make it up when we come back, and we will open the phone. Anthony, please, can some people get in on this show? For goodness gracious. We'll be right back.
RingCentral's AI receptionist uses voice AI to answer on the first ring, so you'll never miss a call again. In just a few minutes, you can personalize your own AI receptionist to answer questions, route calls, schedule appointments, and even send texts in multiple languages. Plus, it's easy to scale. Create unlimited AI receptionists across any phone system. It's all powered by one reliable platform for effortless AI communications. See for yourself at ringcentral.com. RingCentral, voice of your business.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass, and 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. masterclass.com/audio.
In a world of endless notifications, there could be an important one you're missing. Your kidneys may be signaling an SOS. With high blood pressure or type 2 diabetes, your kidneys could be warning you of early signs of damage, which may put you at higher risk for events like heart attack or stroke. But there's a simple test that can help spot a hidden signal. Ask your doctor about a urine test called UACR to help detect kidney disease and heart risk early. To learn more, visit detecttheSOS.com today.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
At City Harvest, we believe no New Yorker has to go hungry. With your help, we're on the road every day, rescuing over 86 million pounds of nutritious food and delivering it free to millions of New Yorkers, transforming surplus food into sustenance, sustainability, and smiles, rallying thousands of New Yorkers to power a network of nourishment across our city. Feed good for our communities, our city, and our planet. Donate at cityharvest.org.